Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. In area news, a Villisca woman was arrested on drug-related charges Wednesday afternoon in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 32-year-old Jill Christine Curran was wanted on an Adams County warrant for failure to affix a drug tax stamp, two counts of possession of prescription drugs, and possession of hydrocodone. Curran was turned over to Adams County authorities and was being held on $8,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports also 23-year-old Zachary Zane Haley of Villisca was arrested Wednesday afternoon on a magistrate's warrant for fifth-degree theft. His bond was set at $300. And 40-year-old Keith Allen Curran of Villisca was arrested on a warrant for violation of his probation. His bond was set at $10,000. I'll have more news coming up.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. A portion of Interstate 80 eastbound near Casey in Adair County was closed for about 25 minutes Wednesday after a vehicle caught fire. The interstate was reported to have been officially closed at 1:47 p.m. and reopened to traffic at 2:03 p.m. We currently have no other details concerning that car fire. A Clarinda man was injured Wednesday evening in Page County when he swerved to miss a deer on the road and crashed his motorcycle. Sheriff's officials say 35-year-old Jamie Vandell of Clarinda was taken by Clarinda EMS to the Clarinda Regional Health Center for treatment of his injuries. The accident happened just before 7 p.m. on Redwood Avenue, just north of J-20 near Hepburn. Officials say Vandell was traveling south on Redwood when a deer ran onto the road in front of him. When Vandell swerved to miss the deer, he lost control of the 1997 Harley-Davidson he was driving. Vandell was separated from his cycle when it toppled onto its side. The Iowa State Patrol has released more information about an accident Tuesday afternoon in Montgomery County. As we told you earlier, the accident happened at around 2:10 p.m. on 215th Street, just east of Old Highway 71. The patrol says 63-year-old Karen Sue McCord of Villisca suffered leg and neck pain after she lost control of the 1996 Honda Accord she was driving as she was traveling west on 115th Street. The car skidded counterclockwise and entered the south ditch. Its wheels dug into the soft dirt, and that caused the vehicle to roll over onto its roof. McCord was able to unbuckle her seatbelt to escape the car, but became wedged inside. Trooper Aaron Nordyke from Council Bluffs helped the woman out of her vehicle, just as the smell of gasoline from the engine compartment caused concerns the car might erupt into flames. The trooper administered first aid until Griswold Rescue could arrive on the scene and transport her to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital in Red Oak. The car sustained $4,000 damage during the crash. McCord was cited for failure to maintain control. One person was injured during a single vehicle rollover accident early Wednesday morning about 6 miles east-southeast of Hamlin in Audubon County. The Sheriff's Department said 16-year-old Joanna Camden of Exira was transported from the scene to the Audubon County Memorial Hospital by private vehicle. Camden was a passenger in a 1990 Ford Ranger pickup driven by 19-year-old Benjamin Dale Dressler of Anita. Officials say the pair were traveling north on Quail Avenue near 250th Street at around 7 a.m. Wednesday when the speeding pickup began to fishtail on the gravel road. The vehicle ended up sliding sideways into a ditch and rolling onto its side. By the time authorities arrived on the scene, the pickup had been uprighted and driven away. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $1,000. Dressler was charged with failure to maintain control. Police in Atlantic said yesterday that a man from Grant was arrested early Wednesday morning on charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault. 20-year-old Timothy Allen Brown was being held in the Cass County Jail. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are investigating the theft of a dirt bike from Elliott. The theft of a 2007 Yamaha PW50 from the front porch of a residence at 101 First Street in Elliott happened sometime between Tuesday evening and early Wednesday morning. The cycle is described as being blue and white with a chrome exhaust. and the number 22 on the side and front plates. It's valued at about $1,500. If you have any information with regard to the theft, you're asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. In other news, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack Wednesday announced the selection of 21 utilities for loans and grants to help rural businesses expand and create jobs. Six projects are in Iowa. Among the communities receiving loan or grant funds are the cities of Atlantic and Manning. In Atlantic, the Board of Water Works and Electric Power Plant trustees received a $300,000 grant to construct a 25,000-square-foot industrial building for local or new manufacturing businesses. And in Manning, the city's municipal light plant received a $250,000 grant to purchase the Manning House Barn Heritage Park campus for an attraction, education, and conference center. Ag Secretary Vilsack says the loans and grants help cooperatives and utilities support local projects that create jobs and improve rural economic conditions. He also said that the USDA is proud to be a partner in the effort to bolster those cooperatives and help them win the future by increasing the value and appeal of the products and services they deliver. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad has asked U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack for a disaster designation for six western Iowa counties hit by flooding along the Missouri River. Branstad Wednesday requested the designation, which would make disaster programs available to those in the affected counties. He says Iowa producers are sustaining flood damage to crops, farm equipment, and buildings. Branstad says the state could see significant agricultural losses because of the expected duration of the flooding. The counties of Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury were included in Branstad's request. KJAN News Time is 7:13.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. And in our funeral announcements, 86-year-old Norman Woltman of Avoca died Friday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Services for Norman Woltman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. 75-year-old Paul Whalert of Exira died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Paul Whalert will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. And 54-year-old Alan D. Stephenson of Adair died June 23rd at the Dallas County Hospital in Perry. Services for Alan Stephenson will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has the arrangements. That's a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.